Hello, friends, and welcome back to the next episode of Like Anime, a show where we talk about anime each week, the latest and greatest. My name's George, and I'm joined by Tony.
I am Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. You said that like we've never met before or something. Oh, hi, Tony. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming on board.
Hajime mashite.
Please make yourself at home, but you can't sleep here.
Oh, well, I usually sleep at home.
Okay, well, like home.
Oh, okay. So I can, like, take a nap?
Sure.
Okay.
Tony's going to take a nap, and I will talk about these shows that I didn't watch. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, we're back. What is this, week 7?
Does it say?
Oh, yes, week Mine 7 schedule. Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the top right-hand corner.
Yeah, I printed on yours. I don't print it on mine for some reason.
Yeah, and we'll kick it off with, like we always do, with the first episode of the week with Super Cub.
Super Cub.
What'd you think of this week's episode?
I liked it all right. Let me think. What happened in this episode? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, sorry, it's been like a week since I watched it, basically.
I know,
had to sort of refresh my brain.
Comes out first of our shows.
It comes out on Wednesday, and we record on Tuesday, so it's been a full week since I saw this.
I wrote a brief synopsis of an excuse to ride my cub and grow a little in the process, which is kind of every episode, but also explains this one.
Yeah, so I was, I guess, a little confused about this at the beginning. I don't know if I was distracted or something or what, but so she's not feeling well, right? I remember she had like a temperature of 38 and then like she took it again and it was like 38 and a half or something, which is feverish. That's a high temperature.
Yeah.
I know just from math in my head, I think.
Well, and they had the day before they had a class trip and they were all preparing for that. And it was like, tomorrow we're going to leave on our class trip. And then, yeah, she wakes up with a fever.
And then I don't remember her like taking her temperature and it's gone down or her anything showing that she was feeling better or anything.
Oh, okay.
But then she decided to join the class trip by taking her cub and catching up with them or whatever. So did they show anything about her feeling better?
Yeah, it was really quick, but it was like, cause I remember they said like, oh, we're going to leave at like 9 a.m. for the trip, the school trip. And then she wakes up before that, like at 7, and she has a fever. And then so she calls her teacher and regrettably is like, I can't make it. I have a fever. And she's kind of bummed. And then she goes back to bed and then it immediately cuts to her waking up again. And it's like 10 a.m. And she checks her temperature again and yeah, she's fine. And so she kind of like is like, well, what the heck? And then walks outside and it's just kind of like waking up, but then looks at her cub and it's like call to action. Let's do this.
Huh. I don't know how I missed that. Maybe her temperature had gone down or something, and I thought that it had gone up again.
Because
I thought it showed, I remembered it showed like 38, and then I thought it showed 38 and a half, 38.5.
Yeah, I can't remember.
On the second time she took her temperature, but it must have been lower then, right?
It was lower, but it wasn't a lot lower.
Like 36 and a half or something?
Yeah.
Maybe
it was still in the 30s.
Misread the 6 as an 8 or something?
That could be, yeah. I don't remember the exact numbers, but.
Well, that makes more sense. But for a moment, I was confused. I was like, wait, her temperature went up, but now she's going?
She's like, she's really going nuts.
All right, I guess I'll just get on board with this. She really loves her cub. She wants to ride her cub. All right. So, yeah, she takes her cub to go meet up with the class. And at some point, she calls, what's her name? Reiko?
Reiko, yeah.
Yeah, she calls or texts Reiko, one of those. I don't remember which.
I think she calls her and she's like on the bus and giving her encouragement, but then also being like, be safe. And
yeah, well, and she says, well, I'm already, Koguma says, I'm already at yada yada, wherever, some such point. And she's like, oh, you're making really good time.
Yeah, it's happening.
And she's like, yeah, I'm going to get there before you guys. And she's like, well, don't do that. Go do a side trip or something. So she does.
Mm.
And she takes a little side trip to Mount Fuji. Rides about halfway up it, I think, which kind of is weird that she was able to do that because I thought that you couldn't ride cubs up Mount Fuji unless you were working there. That was the whole point of Reiko's summer vacation, right?
Yeah, that's the part I was confused at that I kind of
glossed
over. Like, I was just like, okay, I don't know. I kind of spaced on it, I guess. And I was like, okay, she went on this side adventure, and then
yeah,
and then still made it. Also, it was funny, like after that, she makes it, you know, to the where the school trip is, and she like pulls in like right as the bus is, and it's mm-hmm. Like a boss, like I am here.
Yeah, and then the teachers are a little upset, and then she explains, well, you know, I was feeling bad, and then I was feeling better, and so I decided to, you know, ride my cub over to join up the class trip. They're like, well, I guess she sounds like she's sorry for having done it. So,
yeah,
you know, as long as you don't ride your cub while you're here. And then so the next day,
she totally does.
Her and Reiko just go off on a trip on the cub. Like, yep. Yeah, not a good way to impress your teachers. But
is that how the episode ends?
Yeah. Well, I skipped over the part where she and Reiko go to the onsen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hot spring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically it. She meets up with the class. They go to the onsen, and then the next day, she and Reiko ditch out on the class's itinerary, whatever it is, and you know, take a little side trip on the cub. And yeah, I think that's basically where it ends.
Yeah, and I thought I liked this okay. I gave it a strong 6. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting to me because clearly, like, you know, Reiko and Koguma are becoming closer friends and are, you know, Koguma's coming out of her shell more and she's talking, you know, actually talking and communicating her feelings and speaking up, you know, slowly, gradually. And I like that whole aspect. But this show gave me, which is fine, but it gave me a lot of vibes of like them kind of, I don't know, like falling in love or just like Reiko seemed very, sort of almost magnetically like fixated on Koguma, like when she got there. I think part of that was her being impressed and, you know, smitten that she'd made this trip on herself and made a pit stop at Mount Fuji or whatever. But then it seemed like a little more than that too. And I was like, oh okay. Is that, I don't know if this is going that way, but I was just kind of getting those vibes of like relationship.
I don't think so. I think it's just, a very close friendship, but I understand why you were getting those vibes. Like I kind of had that thought a little bit while watching it too, but
nothing explicit.
It's not enough that I think that they're going that way. I mean, I guess they could, but yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going to go Yuri direction too much.
There's definitely a lack of male characters, which is also fine. Like I have no issue with that, but kind of interesting in that sense too, where, you know,
well, there are teachers.
Male, that's true.
Teachers, but
that's true. But they're not really.
Well, there's no
the focus of
boys
any,
their age or anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like you see a couple in there, you know, in the classroom, but it's like very short lived. You know, no one we know their names or are, you know, supposed to know their names.
Yeah, we don't know anyone's names other than these two.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And we were talking off camera about there's other characters in the opening and ending and stuff, and it's when are we getting those characters?
Yeah, there's another girl that's apparently going to join them. I mean, based on the opening, and I think mostly the opening, but I think she might have show up in the ending too. I don't remember.
Mm.
She's definitely in the opening though, because I see her every time, and I'm like,
yeah,
who is she?
When they're
going to meet her
during the end credits, there's a lot of still frames, but there's one that shows three girls.
Three of them. Yeah.
And okay. I think the one girl we don't know is like facing away from the camera in that that still frame. But yeah, still it's like, you know, we're halfway through, so I suppose.
Yeah.
We'll get there, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good time to introduce a new character, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I also gave it a 6 of 10, like this episode, you know, fine, I guess. Nothing spectacular, but not bad. Yeah. Overall, I think I'm still 6-ish on this one anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. I've given a couple episodes a 7. For me, I guess it's all about Koguma's growth as a character. So it's like, I don't know how they're going to end the season, but they can, you know, somehow bring that to a nice, you know, plateau or closure point. Like that would be, I don't know, pull on the heartstrings a little bit. I don't know if they're going to make those kind of risks, or give her that much to tackle, you know, as far as social anxiety and just putting herself out there, but it's probably just going to be a freewheeling, you know, Yeah, happy show.
I imagine it'll be pretty chill. I'm trying to think of like, would they really turn that corner and put her in like a stressful situation, which would then sort of stress out the audience?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what this show is going to do. So
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's true.
But yeah, that's Super Cub. Unless you got anything else to say about it.
That's all I got. What do we got next?
So I'm a spider. So what? Kumon Desuga Nanika, episode number 18. So
my God,
this would be six episodes in from this season. Cause there were 12 last season. Anyway, so Kumoko has finally regenerated all of her body and limbs and stuff. She's no longer just a head bobbing along on the ocean.
Oh, nice.
So that's nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, she makes landfall near a town. It just happens to be a town where the vampire baby that she saved in an earlier episode resides. I don't know if I mentioned this, but she happened upon a carriage that was being attacked by bandits. And then she basically killed all the bandits. And the person inside was a vampire, but there was a baby and her family were in there, but they were all vampires. And they live in like the monster territory or something where vampires live, I guess.
Okay. So it was like a horse-drawn carriage.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was picturing like a baby carriage since you said baby vampire. I was like, family's in the carriage?
horse-drawn carriage.
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
They're traveling from place to place. And this is shortly after Kumiko escapes from the labyrinth. She just happens upon them, and she notices that, I think at that time she notices that the baby has the special skill that means she's a reincarnation.
Oh, okay.
So that's Kumoko's first encounter with another reincarnated. But obviously she's a baby, so they can't really have a conversation. Well, she's a baby and Kumoko's a spider. Multiple reasons they can't converse, but anyway, so she happens to make landfall near this town where this baby lives, in this, I guess, vampire village. I assume everyone that lives there is vampires. Not sure. Kumiko sees some more of the bandits that she had previously thwarted sort of hanging around in the forests around town. So she decides to, you know, protect the baby, vampire by sort of hanging out and, watching over things to make sure that, you know, they aren't up to anything bad. And, you know, she ends up, you know, killing some of them and things like that, as you would expect.
Murder.
Yes, glorious spider murder. Anyway, and then we get a little snippet about the vampire baby, whose name is Sophia, and we know her from, like, the later human stuff that we've seen. Later in time in this universe, earlier in the show. Does that make sense?
From
the later timeline. So it's the human timeline, which is 15 years in the future from where we see Kumiko, right?
Yes.
That's most of the human stuff that we've seen. They're all 15 years old. And we've seen Sophia there in that.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of know her from that.
Oh, okay.
We kind of already knew that this was the same person anyway, since she was reincarnated and she was a vampire. There's basically only one of those.
This is the baby.
Yeah, the baby.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I see. Makes it. This is checking out.
Yeah. Anyway, so we just get a little sort of snippet about her. Sophia, reincarnation of one of Kumiko's classmates. And and who we know from the future human timeline that we've seen. But Kumiko doing her protecting and stuff doesn't really know this, but she's sort of meddling in some political machinations and stuff that are going on behind the scenes between different factions. So these bandits, some of them are maybe actual bandits, but they've been sent by like one political organization from another land, I guess. And then some of them are also just sort of copying what the other ones are doing. And anyway, so there's lots of, forces at work behind the scenes, sending all these bandits in to harass the vampires, I guess.
Okay.
Anyway, after a while of this, with Kumiko basically protecting this town from all of these bandits and evildoers and things like that, the people in town, some of the people in town, not all of them, but some of the people in town, have come to sort of regard her as a sort of a deity, the protector of the village, right? Then we get one of the residents has her son who is like really sick. And she, you know, just brings her out to this giant spider that lives in the woods near town and says, hey, my son's sick. Can you do anything to help him? You know, as one does, because, you know, it's not like she's a spider and she would eat, you know, this kid or anything. Anyway, so Kumiko's like, oh, it looks like he's got liver cancer or something. Bling, you know, does her little magic spell and heals him up.
Did she give him an ultrasound or liver function test?
She used her appraise skill.
Ah, I see. Video games.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah. So she, you know, diagnosed and cured him of his disease. And then at the end of the episode, we see, you know, people lined up for basically miles coming out to visit Kumiko to be healed or, you know, to grant them wealth or whatever the hell people want. So it seems like the town in general is now regarding her as a sort of deity of sorts.
Okay.
And yeah, and that's where the episode ends. And it wasn't a super exciting episode, so I'd give it like a 6 of 10.
Okay.
Whereas the show overall, I think, is 7 approaching 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Nice. Strong 7.
Yeah, very strong 7. But this episode was like, it was fine, I guess, but it didn't really move much along.
No future timeline stuff, though.
I'm trying to think if we saw any of Shun. We may have, but it might probably just like a little snippet or something like that. Okay. I don't remember it at all. It's not even in my notes. Everything in the notes is about Kumiko. Except for the political stuff, which I don't have a lot of notes on, just that it exists. But that political stuff was in Kumiko's timeline, not in the 15 years of the future timeline. So
okay.
So yeah, I guess we didn't see any of the future timeline. We did see the previous past timeline. So when Sophia, whose name I forget as the original classmate, but we saw her in the class, I think. And then I think we also saw the person who we think Kumiko is. So yeah, that's I'm a spider, so what? No, it's so I'm a spider, so what? And so that's I'm a spider, so what? I don't know.
So spider what?
So that's so I'm a spider, so what? So.
Gotta have attitude about it. Spiders are always, you know, flipping their hair at me. So that what is that? That brings us to next. We got Gloomy, the Naughty Grizzly. Gloomy,
yes, we're getting into the ONA and short. Well, we have one short and we have one ONA.
Speaking of short, this ONA section is getting shorter by the week.
Yeah, but Eden is going to be what, May 26th. So I think we've got a couple more weeks.
Pray tell, what is that?
It's another ONA that's on my list.
Oh, okay.
And it
comes streaming
out,
and a.
I think it's a Netflix one again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll check it out.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about it. It's been so long since we watched all the trailers and stuff like that. But I vaguely remember that it looked good, and I thought I would watch it. And you weren't even aware of its existence, I think, because you didn't even look at ONAs like I did. So.
Yeah.
Which, but I mean, you watch Yasuke. You watching? Well, I guess Gloomy's a short, not a ONA. But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, Gloomy.
Yes, Gloomy.
Once again, not much to say. I don't know who's following our.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know who's following our critique of Gloomy week to week, but
my notes have one word: wrestling.
Yeah. I don't even have notes. So.
Really?
I haven't taken a single note on Gloomy. Terrible. Critic. Wrestling, as you say. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Gloomy.
Let's do a deep dive into the plot on this one. Let's go into every intricate detail.
The little boy is watching wrestling. Uh-huh. Gloomy comes up behind him, puts him in a headlock.
Uh-huh.
And then it like times up with the wrestling on TV of the, you know, the count.
Yeah.
And then at that point, like some guy rings a doorbell looking for a subscription fee.
Yeah.
And Gloomy off screen goes and mauls him and essentially murders him, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little boy's like, you saved me. I'll pay my fee.
Mm, good timing. Something like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
So I wasn't aware of this in Japan. I know that it's a thing in the UK. I believe it's a thing in the UK. Television, broadcast television, isn't free. It's part of like taxes, and I guess they used to go like door to door to collect the taxes. If you owned a television, you had to pay the taxes, right? But anyone who didn't own a television didn't have to pay the taxes. So it was sort of like a self-reported thing.
Honor system.
Yeah. And it seems like based on this, that's kind of the same thing that happens in Japan. Although I think nowadays, basically in the UK, everyone just pays taxes for that pay for the BBC broadcasts and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. I actually don't know that much about it, either in the UK or in Japan, but it's a thing that I've at least sort of heard of before. So it sort of made sense that there was this tax man come knocking on the door. Hey, I know you're in there watching TV.
TV
Give
text.
Me my TV money.
Well, if you're a listener, if you're, you know, up to date on how these things are run in other countries, let us know, because we Americans have no idea.
Yeah, I barely know how it works in America.
So yeah, that's gloomy.
Yep. And then we got Yasuke, episode 3 of Yasuke. We're halfway done, George. We're halfway done.
Yeah, it's not.
We only have to watch this exact same amount that we've already watched again, and then we'll be done with it.
We don't have to do anything.
Yeah, that's true. yeah, so Yasuke is being tortured. The girl is sort of trying to escape, or I don't know, she goes into town even though she seems to be trying to escape in some way. And then the girl uses her power and saves Yasuke, and then Yasuke breaks free of his chain and saves the girl, and then the girl kills the big bad guy, and then turns out there's a bigger, badder guy.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
I wrote a lot of disparaging comments. Borefest. Don't care. Uh-huh. Inexplicable power up. Not buying it.
Yeah.
With that girl, like she not in the same episode, she like realizes she has powers, and then by the end of it, she's like kicking butt. Like she's mastered those powers.
Yeah, she sort of accidentally used it in episode 1.
Yeah, but she didn't realize that she did.
Yeah, she didn't.
Which is
know.
Fine. Like
yeah.
I get that makes sense.
But then now she has realized, and because she has realized, she's now able to completely control it, I guess. But I don't know. Yeah, it's it's really not very good is what my last note here says. My note right before that says, despite my previous statement last week, that I'm already halfway through, so I might as well finish it. I really, really don't want to.
Yeah, it was painful like halfway through just continuing with it for me, and I wanted to stop it, but I just powered through.
Just power through the next 3 episodes, George. Just kidding. No, I gave this a 4 out of 10 on this episode, and I'm dropping it. I would say I'm not sure if I would give it a 4 out of 10 overall, but it's a really low 5. Like it's almost a 4. Like it never. Yeah.
Yeah.
It could definitely be worse than it is.
I mean, for sure.
But I certainly wanted and expected better than what it is.
Yeah. I'm the same. I also gave it a 4. There were a few scenes like towards the end that looked visually interesting, I thought. Trying to remember, like when she was using her powers and stuff, and there was like sort of a, like, if I recall, like a sort of like dream sequence with that Yasuke was having in his head while he was getting, he was tied up and he's getting beaten and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's kind of visually interesting, but like, that's like the only positive thing I could say about it. And I stand by what I said last week. If this was about, you know, Yasuke serving under, like how he came to meet Oda Nobunaga and like him serving under him and like that whole story.
I mean, they did cover that a little bit, but
yeah, but it's like an afterthought. It's just like the backstory.
Yeah,
to
it's
this.
Not, it's not the main part of the story. Yeah.
And this main story is just like not set up well. And they're not, it's like with the pacing of this episode of this girl and her powers, just that alone and how like accelerated that was. This is an original animation. They don't even have the excuse of they're adapting a manga and, you know, and they're trying to cram all this stuff in. It's like, there's really no excuse. Like they could have plotted this out better or maybe just had a better premise to begin with. I don't know.
I mean, I don't think the premise is terrible, but it could definitely use some better writing, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks nice enough. It's not.
Yeah. It's not complete trash, but it just fails to connect emotionally and isn't that interesting otherwise.
Yeah. Fails to, give any sort of intrigue or interest in the story or the characters or anything. Yeah. So anyway, sounds like we're both dropping this one. This is a Netflix one, so all six episodes are already online. If you want, go and watch all six and tell us what we're missing out on. If you have already watched all six, tell us what we're missing out on. I suspect that we're missing out on more of the same, and I don't mind missing that.
Yeah, same.
Anyway, we can move out of the ONAs and shorts and into those Snow White notes.
That's right, Mashiro no Oto.
Yeah, episode 7, tournament arc.
Oh, yes, as you always get with these hobby or skill shows, which is fine. I don't know. This show, it's so funny because there's some shows where each week I'm like, all right, I got to watch this new episode and I am not loving it, but I'm not rooting for it to fail, but I'm like kind of expecting it to disappoint me. Like, you know, the last straw. I'm like, all right, I'm dropping it. But with this one, like, I'm not dropping it. Like, I'm going to keep watching it. And it's not because it's great. It's just because it's like, I gave this episode a 6. It's been a 6 for several weeks now. There's a couple 7s early on, but yeah, I'm just liking it barely, but I want it to succeed.
It's just good enough.
Yes. Yeah. But it's like I'm rooting for it to succeed rather than like expecting it to disappoint me. And I don't know what that is. Like there's a certain quality of it that I like, definitely the music, some of the character interactions, but it's not, I don't know. It's better written than Yasuke, I suppose, but it's not,
that's true.
It's not incredibly, doesn't have an incredible amount of depth to it either.
Yeah. It's not a super dynamic story. It's just, it is what it is. On this episode, not much happens. The tournament begins, Setsu is moody and that's about it.
Yeah. They're not scheduled to play till like later. Yeah. And so he kind of walks off on his own and they're like trying to find him because they want to practice beforehand. And it's this whole like kind of drawn out thing. But I did kind of like this girl, Mai Mai, or whatever her name is. That's what I wrote down.
Oh, the rival?
The girl? Rival girl, yeah. Yeah.
Or the one who sees herself as his rival or sees him as her rival or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how she sees it. But
self-imposed
he doesn't
rival.
Care, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's often how it is in these sorts of things. Like there's always like the rival. Well, I mean, we talked about Ranma.
That's true. Yeah.
What was his name?
Ryoga. Or
yeah.
Pichan.
Yeah. Yeah. Ranma's like, I didn't even know that I had a rival.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing.
He's like, I showed up to fight you in middle school and you never came. So, I thought we were over this. So it's like, that was the B plot or whatever of this, is her reconnect. So that's another thing with, I don't know the name of this girl who's in their competition group and is part of the club.
Glasses girl, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But she's an old friend of.
Well, she knows her from online.
Oh yes. This girl. Yeah. But she's an old friend of our main girl. Shuri, is that her name? I don't know.
She's an old friend of, yes.
Yeah.
I don't have her name written down either. So,
and she has this sort of like character trope or whatever of getting, I don't know, it's like getting pleasure out of knowing drama that other people don't know and kind of like feeding on that and like, you know, not like telling other people about it and like, you know, festering it, but just wanting to watch it unfold. Mm-hmm. And so somehow she, you know, found this girl online and became friends with her, and she seemed to already know that they had some sort of history, this girl, this Mai Mai girl and Setsu. And so I don't know, I'm not putting too much thought into like how and why she put so much effort into this as a character, but it is slightly amusing. I don't know that she's more of like a plot device of like, you know, we're gonna make this a little more dramatic.
I guess I don't know. I didn't see it as much as her setting it up as just sort of being aware of the things and like, oh, she's going to be here and he's going to be here. And I'm the only one that knows. Cause she does that a lot where she's like, oh, I'm the only one that knows about this.
Yeah. And she doesn't say a word.
She doesn't tell anyone. Yeah.
Which I kind of like, cause in a way it's like, you know, it's for the audience's sake, but I kind of like it as a character thing. It's still very simply written, but it's like, I don't know. Just that idea of someone doing that is amusing to me.
Yeah.
Of like just silently, and you know, getting enjoyment out of out of other people's personal affairs.
Yeah. So you said earlier 6 out of 10 on this one, and you have been there for a while, and I'm 5 out of 10 on this one, and have been there for a while. But it's a high five. You guys can't see it, but we just did like a mid-air high five.
We did an air five.
If only we were recording video on this session, you guys could all enjoy it.
Eventually, yeah.
If only we could reach our Patreon.
There'll be more high fives to come. Oh, yes, Patreon. Yeah, sorry. I interrupted your plug.
That's all right. yeah. And the other thing I was thinking, sort of Patreon related, was we keep forgetting the names of characters in the episodes. And I think like I should just, for every show, I should have like a sheet that has the names of all of the characters with like their pictures or something like that.
Yes.
And we should laminate those, but we do not have a laminator. So get on Patreon, buy us a laminator.
We'll laminate some
pages and we'll stop forgetting names. but anyway, that's enough begging for money for today. I think we're done with Snow White notes, unless you had something else.
I have one more thing to add, okay, which I thought was interesting, because I feel like we've only got a little bit of the story to start, you know? I mean, it's, as compared to some other shows, like To Your Eternity comes to mind, where it's like, they seem like they're packing in a lot, you know? They're you know, not skipping a lot, but they're like, the sense of time is being accelerated during certain parts. Mm-hmm. But I was looking up this show, because this show doesn't feel that way to me, like they're speeding through anything, but... this is based on a manga, as often is the case, and it's been going since 2009, and there are 27 volumes of this story. And I don't know, that intrigued me, and I just thought it was worth mentioning, because I don't know how many...
Do you know what chapter we're on?
I don't. Oh, okay. I'll have to do some more research into that, but that's like at least, you know, 270 chapters, which is, you know, no joke. Like, that's a, yeah, that's a long-running story.
It's one of those things where I think if you get to like a certain number of volumes, you just sort of automatically get an anime made out of your show, because yeah, there's enough source material that they're not going to run out, basically.
That's true. But I will say too, that along those lines, like, I don't think any new show that we're watching this season is as the source material is as old as this is, which 2009 isn't, you know, ancient, but most of them are a little newer, like part of this decade or the last decade rather.
Yeah, that's. I guess that's probably true. I was trying to think of Fumetsu, you know the show.
Yeah,
Fumetsu no Anata A, To Your Eternity. Probably easier if I just spoke English all the time instead of trying to say things in Japanese. Anyway, it has several volumes, and lots of chapters, but I don't remember what year it started. But I don't think it's probably quite as old as 2009.
Yeah, I think it's probably around there. But yeah, in the next decade.
Yeah, maybe 2010.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, yeah, I guess that's going to do it for us. Did I have anything else? Well, I was going to do the thing about So I'm a Spider, So What, Say You Lady, but I'll just do that in another episode. So, you know, tune in later if you want to hear about the Say You from So I'm a Spider, So What, and what I found out about her.
Don't you dare Google it.
I was trying to go for like the sort of clickbaity thing there.
Yeah.
It sound like, you'll never guess what I found out about the Seiyu from So I'm a Spider, So What? Watch this video now. Anyway, no, it's just, I was surprised many of the other things that she's been in or that she's done voice acting in. And another one of them we'll be covering next episode. So, you know, tune in and maybe I'll remember to talk about it then. If not, tune in for the episode after that, because I think... No, there's no tie-in after that, so I'm going to have to do it next episode. Anyway, this is probably one of our shortest episodes yet, so good job. It's going to be even shorter next week because we're not watching Yasuke, and we might end up moving the special challenge back to this episode since we've lightened up the load, but we'll have to wait and see, because maybe we'll lighten the load on Friday's episode as well. So, I don't know. Anyway, that is going to do it for us for this episode, episode number 19. If you have a comment, if there's something that we said that offended you or that you really agree with, or, I mean, if you felt anything while listening to this episode other than bored, please let us know. Yeah, actually, you know what? Even if you felt bored, just tell us. Like,
yeah,
this episode was boring. You really just sort of skimmed through everything that happened in Yasuke, and I love that show. I don't know. Whatever it is you want to say. You can find us on all the socials at UmlikeAnime. That's UmlikeAnime. Yeah, I pitched the Patreon already, so, you know, do that if you want to. Otherwise, yeah, that's it. We're out of here. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.